Tony, a.k.a. Andarian, and you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
This is so exciting! Wow! Where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hi, I'm Liso, a.k.a. Michelle.
And I'm Dave, eat to serve.
And I'm Cat Dragon, and I'm not sure why I'm here.
And I'm Tony, a.k.a. Andarian, and you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Even though we forgot about Skunk.
And I'm Skunk, a.k.a. Alex Jones.
And this is episode 115, the announcement of the AME winners for 2008, Neverwinter Nights 2.
And there's a war out for your behind.
You just leave my behind out of this.
That's right, because she's been hiking on wildflower trails.
So yeah.
That's right. Her behind can be just left right alone, okay?
Okay. Yes, let's just leave my behind.
Okay, and before we get to the AME Awards, we've got a couple news things to talk about.
Yes, we do. And, you know, the boss keyed in the first one here. He said that Neverwinter Nights 2 and Storm of Zaheer is on sale at direct-to-drive for $5.
Oh, that's right. I saw
now,
that.
I did notice that it was only for the week, so you probably ought to hurry.
Yeah, because I only have one. Well, I have two copies of Neverwinter Nights 2, but not of Storm of Zaheer, so I can't play myself on my own computer.
Well, then you better get to direct to drive and get that second copy.
Exactly, for $5. Now that I have two machines, so I can play on myself.
Oh.
What? No one else
really
here
just,
puts. No one else.
Did you really just say that?
He said it twice.
I have two machines.
Yeah, he's even got AIDS. I'm not AIDS.
Excuse me.
Swine flu.
How does having two machines or a Neverwinter Nights 2 turn into AIDS?
I meant like performance enhancing AIDS. Never mind.
Like AIDS. Like it works like a blender.
Well, wow. You know, it must
I can
be
see
like
how rumors
your
get started.
Well, it must be like if you take one copy of Neverwinter Nights 2 and put it in a dark room with another copy of Neverwinter Nights 2, then eventually you wind up with eight. Or
no,
AIDS, as the case may be.
You end up with a Neverwinter Nights MMO.
Good point.
Or a whole bunch of little mods.
Oh, I like that one too, Tony.
So I'm pretty sure that when Trey put that on the news list, he thought it was just going to be a fairly benign thing.
Ha! That's what he gets for thinking.
That's right.
That's cool. Now, on a sad note, I guess Atari issued BioWare to remove the premium modules from their online store.
Really? Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I didn't hear about that. Man, if you don't have them by now,
I mean, really.
I don't think I have the Sword Coast yet.
I have all of them.
I have all of them, including the installers, too. But I did go out just tonight after I saw that post from SaleMaker, and I went out to the BioWare store and pulled up my receipts, and sure enough, my receipts were still there and the ability to re-download them.
Where were we?
There's some great new female plate mail that has been made for Neverwinter Nights 2 by Jester01. Gives a whole new meaning to.
I need to see that.
To chainmail, or chainmail bikini, but it covers everything. But it's very sexy, very very neat, very neat.
Would it really function as armor at all?
Yes, it actually does. I mean, it covers her like from the neck all the way down her arms.
Yes, she's completely covered.
She is completely covered. But
it's like she's wearing the thong on the outside.
I'm clicking.
Hmm. Oh, I like the leg armor though. That's sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very sweet armor. It's very some very sweet.
It actually looks like it is a hybrid between plate, chainmail, and maybe possibly leather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So it looks like actually, in my interpretation of looking at this, it looks like the designer actually thought about protection, the fact that it actually fits the female form, yeah, and maneuverability.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of work was put into it.
It looks like we've got some new music on the vault also by Travis Richards.
Ah, Snafe.
Yeah, this is, as I was listening to it, it's very epic in it's very grand.
Yeah, hold on, I'm listening. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is.
That is sweet. You should put it in the show. That sounds pretty sweet. It's kind of got like a raw jungle epic battle thing going on. Almost like you would hear it in 300 or something.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's brandy new.
Yeah.
So it's not... He had some
stuff.
Yeah,
I clicked on it and it went straight to a QuickTime player.
Because he had stuff in the AMI Awards. He was up for some stuff there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was one of the nominees this year, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Travis Richards. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, he's very good. I like his stuff. In fact, I've got some plans to use some of his work in some of my upcoming modules.
Well, it's worth it. It's worth it. Distinctly worth it.
So click on it and listen to it, and we'll wait for you to come back. and now that you're back,
Brian Chung has posted some of the modifications that he's been making to NW Max. We posted the link there to the BioWare forums on that, and looks like it's going to make the custom content folks very happy. I haven't used NW Max. Have any of you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just a player. I don't count.
Yeah, I've used it. It's and what has he changed? Now it's like, no, you can't change it. I've used it.
Well, it's changed a lot of stuff. He's got very extensive notes out there on things he's tweaked and twisted and maneuvered around to make things, looks to me like...
More pro.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Says he's redesigned the interface using a customizable toolbar. Well, redesigning the interface alone is a huge deal. So, okay, I think we need to get on with the AME. And the Neverwinter Nights podcast presents...
Dun, dun, dun.
Tony!
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Good to be back. It's been a while.
For me, and too.
I hear that you've got great, great results for us here.
Especially
since I was one of those people who weaseled out of actually doing my promised job with AME. So, you know, I have to admire all of you who stuck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So what's on the agenda for tonight, Tony?
Okay, well, what I have tonight is to announce... Actually, this is sort of a dual show, I guess, because I'll get to announce both the finalists and the winners for the Neverwinter Nights 2 Golden Dragon Awards for 2008. And since this is the first announcement for the finalists, we didn't actually do a finalist show before. We can do both of them at the same time.
Fantastic. An all-in-one.
If you want me to go ahead, I'll just start and I'll go through the list of awards one at a time.
Fabulous.
Basically, I'll start with the module awards. And actually, on some second thought, let me start with the custom content awards. So we basically have three custom content awards, two which are distinctive to Neverwinter Nights 2, one of which is a joint award, which is for both Neverwinter Nights 2 and Neverwinter Nights 1. The joint award is the Best Sound and Music Award, because sound and music is basically something that applies equally either to Neverwinter Nights 1 or Neverwinter Nights 2. If you post your music, you can use it in either game. So I'll start with that. And we'll start with the Best Sound and Music Award. This is an award basically for either the best sound effects or music for Neverwinter Nights or Neverwinter Nights 2. And the music awards actually can be in several different forms. You can have a nomination for a composer's body of work. You can nominate a particular song. You can even nominate an author for his selection of music if he does a very good job of basically creating a an interesting score for a module. So the nominees for this year are Mrs. and Mystery, which is a garage band, and they actually did a number of the songs from Adam Miller's module Dark Waters 2. If you ever played, if you played Dark Waters 2 and heard some of the songs, for example, in the inn and the tavern, some of those were done by Mrs. and Mystery. We have a nomination for a song, a composition called Revisitation by John Laval, and a composer nomination for Troy Sterling Nyes. And the winner is, I guess I need to get a piece of paper to do the tearing.
we can add tearing.
We'll have Skunk put some tearing in.
Okay. Well, the winner is Troy Sterling Nyes.
Yay!
Right. Yay! Cool.
For a composer nomination.
For a composer nomination, exactly. Troy has done a number of different works.
I think he did, was that Foreboding Bittersweet?
Right, Vesparo's Vixens, Roscoe's Respite, and Foreboding Bittersweet.
Forbidding Bittersweet, Guard Room, Music of the Imaginary Movie, Roscoe's Respite, Sarcophagus Unsealed, The Bodies Bore Heaven Head Tavern, and Vespro's Vixens.
That's actually a listing of his full portfolio. Only some of them were done last year and qualified for nomination for the awards. Troy was the winner of this year's award for his very interesting compositions.
Well done.
I was just reading off his list. He had a whole thing there.
The next category is the Best 3D Custom Content Award. And the finalists for that category are Yeoman of the Greenwood by Barrel of Monkeys and Runner Duck, which is a collection of various armor models and related things. Kimo's Custom Chairs by Kimo, which is a set of animations for basically for sitting in chairs and in various ways. And Bounce Beholder by Bouncy Rock, which is a model of a very... very excellent model of Beholder. And the winner is Bounce Beholder by Bouncy Rock.
Oh, congratulations. That is a very, very sweet model there.
Accepting the award, Johnny Ree.
Johnny Hello. Is the modeler of Bouncy Rock.
It's me every month.
Pretty much.
Pretty.
You gotta love his humble.
Would you like to mention the rest of the modeling team?
Yeah, let's hear about the rest of the modeling team, Johnny.
Yeah, I guess it is only me that's doing modeling for Bones Rock. So, all the models out there that have bones in front of them are stuff that I've been cooking up.
Well, not only has the Bounce Beholder skyrocketed to the Hall of Fame, but you also won the AME Golden Dragon Awards.
Indeed, I heard. Yeah, thank you very much. I very much appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Didn't vote for you, though.
Well, that's quite all right.
Due to the AME rules, she's not allowed to.
Yeah, I sort of figured out
that's true.
I guess because we live in the same house, it's, conflict.
Yeah, it just may be.
At a certain point, it becomes a conflict of interest, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, to go on to our next award, the next award is the Best Other Custom Content Award, and that's basically for custom content that doesn't fall into either of the other two categories, sound and music or 3D custom content. And the nominees in the Best Other Custom Content category are Jason's All-in-One, which is a collection of various rugs, tile sets, and other related items, all collected in one place. Wurren's Foraging System, which is a very interesting piece of content that Wurren Dinjargo used in his Dark Avenger modules, for basically placing a variety of different types of herbs and things that you would find in the field and actually being able to craft interesting and useful items from them. And Warlock Reworked, which is a by Saleya, which is a reworking, a fairly extensive reworking and fixing up of the Warlock class that fine-tunes quite a few of the Warlock issues, puts a new spin on some existing abilities, and so on. And the winner of the Best Other Custom Content Award is Jason's All-in-One by Jason.
Congratulations, Jason!
Congratulations, Jason.
Yeah, congratulations to all three finalists and Jason for winning.
Absolutely.
So that concludes the Custom Content Awards. Now we're going to go on to the Module Awards.
Yay!
And yeah, this is it's Michelle's favorite part, right?
Of course.
So let's see. We'll start with the Best Dramatic Module. And the nominees for Best Dramatic Module are Conan Chronicles 1, The Barbarian Chronicles by John McKay, Dark Waters 2 by Adam Miller, and Subtlety of Thay Chapter 2 by Dirtywick. And just to talk about a little bit about this, quickly, Conan Chronicles 1, The Barbarian Chronicles, is actually a collection of three individual modules, one of which was actually submitted last year and was one of the finalists in the AME Awards, the first chapter. It was merged in with the second and third chapter and then re-released as the Barbarian Chronicles for this year. Subtlety of Thay 2 is the second chapter of Subtlety of Thay, which was also a finalist in a couple of categories for the AME last year. And Dark Waters 2, of course, is the sequel to Dark Waters 1 by Adam Miller, which won the Best Dramatic Module category last year. And the winner for Best... Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, you're talking about some powerhouse people here, so...
Yeah, and the three really extraordinarily talented builders all in this category. This was really a strong category this year. It was a difficult decision. The winner, though, of the Best Dramatic Module category for 2008 for Neverwinter Nights 2 is Subtlety of Thay, Chapter 2 by Dirtywick.
Awesome. You go, Zach.
All right, Michelle.
Congratulations. Great job.
So this is one that I actually didn't get a chance to play. Michelle, can you talk a little bit about what your impressions were?
Well, it is the predecessor of Subtlety of Thay, the original, and you do not have to play the first one to play the second one. However, the flow kind of... your decisions from the first one actually could come into play to the second one. But it's very epic. It's very long. It's about 30 hours of playtime, and he put a ton of work into it. You are dealing with the prejudice of between humans and elves. There's a lot of prejudice problems with them. There's a lot of traveling. And there's very, very frustrating battles, because at first I thought, okay, I'm just going to go in and I'm going to wipe out these ogres with my flames and my ass flashing. Or is it trolls? Is it trolls?
Wait, with your what?
Flame and acid flasks and stuff. Okay. It's trolls, right?
I don't know. I didn't hear what you had said properly.
Go ahead.
Is it ogres or trolls that require
trolls?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, trolls. They have regeneration.
Right, exactly. So here I am with these flames and these acid flasks, and they're not doing anything. I was like, what the heck? And he had all these different kinds of trolls that had all these different weaknesses. So I had to go figure out what they were. And I was very irritated. But in hindsight, truly, it was brilliant, because I did bypass the hints, and I got overzealous. So really, in this game, pay attention. There's a lot of interaction between NPCs. Each NPC has a very individual flavor about them. The companions are fantastic.
Mm.
They're absolutely fantastic. And as you go further into the module, you actually get... a sense of learning the lives of the people you've been traveling with. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about how it actually ends and how it unfolds, because truly it is just so much of a spoiler.
So it sounds like you like it.
Oh, I loved it.
And you agree with the
Well, you know, I did get to test drive this thing before it was released. And he let a lot of people beta test it, and I was just blown away. It was you saw the incredible improvement from Subtlety of A to Subtlety of A 2. It's like he just went and got a degree on learning how to be better at this. And okay. It was monumental.
I'm sure his degree was chapter one. That would get you a degree.
Absolutely. There's nothing that will teach you about how to make a module more than actually trying to make one.
Well, his second time in was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I told him and I told Zach, I said, dude, it's like you're just a completely new modder, you know, veteran. And he was fantastic. It ran so well. I had such a great time.
Terrific.
I guess I could shut up now.
What you got next for us?
So I got next, we have the Best Roleplay Module Award. And the candidates, the finalists rather, for the Best Roleplay Module were Dark Avenger 2 by Warren Dinjargo, Dark Waters 2 by Adam Miller, and Fate of a City by Amstrad Hero. And the winner of the Best Roleplay Module for 2008 is Dark Avenger 2 by Warren Dinjargo.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Well done.
Go, Warren!
Yeah, now, I mean, I'll just say a couple of things, and you know, all you guys who've played them, feel free to chime in with your thoughts about any of these. But
I wanted to kill that nasty horse.
Yeah, he did get on my nerves after a while. I have to agree, but I was role playing, a nice person. I guess if you were role playing a hellspawn, you would probably get into that. But
you Dark could still Avengers want to kill the nasty horse if you're a good player.
That's true too.
Wouldn't.
Well, no, I definitely wanted to.
See, I always play chaotic good, so if I do kill somebody, I feel like it's justified in my own chaotic mind.
Sorry, I'm being chaotic. So sue me.
Didn't mean that. It was just a
nothing
a
personal.
Nothing personal. It's my alignment.
But Dark Avenger 2 was a phenomenal module. Really well-rounded in a lot of ways. It was fantastic action, excellent story, as was the case with Dark Avenger 1, which won the Best Roleplay Module Award last year. Really excellent roleplay, basically giving the player the opportunity to some extent define his character through a series of roleplaying choices, both define the character and define the character's background. Just some really good overall play. I mean, I'm actually speechless thinking about it. I was really caught up with it from the beginning when I started to play it.
I also was, but there's a few other things I noticed about his storyline and the involvement of the role play and everything. I don't know if you noticed this, Tony, or if it's just me, but it had a kind of an air of the whole 1920s, 1930s villain and hero kind of thing going on. It just kind of gave me that feeling of that classic story of goodbye, good guy, bad guy, the dilemmas, who did it, who's the bad guy, you know? It really did. It gave me that sense that I was watching a really good old movie.
Like a film noir or something like that?
Right, exactly. You know, and you want to go as cliche as saying, you know, to, what is it, the falcon. What is that falcon?
The Maltese Falcon?
Yeah. And he just really had that flair of good storytelling, of giving you that sense of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool.
Exactly, and I really like that kind of story.
Yeah, I do too. And the battles were hard.
Ah, yes. So anyway, to go on to the next category is the Best Action Module category. And the finalists for Best Action Module were Dark Avenger 2 by Warren Dinjargo, The Shadow Dancer's Vault by Jolly Jenkins, and Trial and Terror by Indira Lightfoot. And the winner of the Best Action Module category, again, is Dark Avenger 2 by Wyrand and Jargo.
Way to go, Wyrand!
Yeah, you know, it's a thing that you see sometimes when someone makes such a really good module, sometimes it'll you know, pop up to the top in more than one category, and I think that's the case with Dark Avenger 2. Role-playing was very strong, and the action was very strong. Even more so than in the first chapter, the action in Dark Avenger 2 was fantastic. The battles were really engaging,
and hard.
Very hard, and very well crafted.
Yes.
I loved the battle. Well, I shouldn't spoil anything, but there was a certain battle in a pool in a cave at a certain point that would just with a certain creature that I actually am rather fond of myself. So. I'll just say that I got a kick out of that particular battle.
I was also impressed with the mountain climb. Mm-hmm. You had to be careful, or you were going to have like all these different groups on you. So there was some tactical maneuvering with the mountain climb. Okay, I don't want to spoil it. I'm afraid to say too much.
I know that's one of the dangers, and I keep finding myself biting my tongue because I don't want to say too much and spoil it for people who might want to play the module. But just to say. It definitely deserved both awards in this particular year. So then to go on to the next category, the last of the module categories is the best, most replayable module. And the winners, finalists for most replayable module are Dark Waters 2 by Adam Miller, Fate of a City by Amstrad Hero, and Loot Hero by Adam Miller. And the winner for the most replayable module is Fate of a City by Amstrad Hero.
Hooray. Congratulations!
Well done.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting module that was written very self-consciously to be a role-playing module, but one with a lot of options that can affect the course of the play. And one of the reasons why a lot of folks felt that it was good as a most replayable module was that cornucopia of choices made it possible to go back and play it again and get a different type of play experience from it.
Try a new deal next time through.
You know, I think that I'm going to lose my title as a female because I didn't even find the romance in it. I need to go replay it. You're right, it's the best replayable module because I missed the romance. You know, I missed it in several different modules, though. I'm just so clueless, apparently.
I think there should have been a separate category for Adam Miller's death conversation in Loot Hero. But
yes.
Best conversation.
I also might like to add that Amstrad Hero was the 2008 gold winner also for his module from the vault.
Mm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it was this module.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Fate of the City, yeah.
Well,
so
there
that
you
concludes,
go.
That concludes the module awards, and now we go on to the last category, which is the recognition awards. Excuse me. And the three recognition awards are veteran author, debut author, and community contribution. So we'll start with veteran author. The veteran author award, the finalists for that category are, again, Wyrand and Jargo, who was the author of Dark Avenger 2, John McKay, who was the author of the Conan Chronicles, won the Barbarian Chronicles, and Marcus Wayne Schlegel, who this year released Hunts of the Dark Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of these absolutely powerhouse veteran authors with a great deal of experience and who've released fabulous modules in the past and again this year. But the winner for this year was, and again, Wyrand and Jargo takes three awards, taking the Veteran Author Award for his work on Dark Avenger 2.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Did we get somebody to help carry all these? He's got...
We got Skunk. He'll help carry.
Hello.
So, I mean, just to say a little bit about the candidates here, I've John McKay's Conan Chronicles. John McKay has a wonderful sense of drama and an ability to make a module that gives a dramatic feel, and you really get a sense of that from playing the Conan Chronicles modules.
It's a page turner.
It's a page turner. Yes, that's a good way of describing it. But Wirin is just a terrific storyteller. As I said before, his work is strong in a whole series of different areas, and certainly Dark Avenger 2 showed that again this year.
I just want to congratulate.
Yeah.
Wirin, you have an armload to take home of virtual awards.
And I was just going to reiterate how hard it is to choose between those. I mean, what a great field. And the whole year, you know, I mean, people used to, you know, we're saying how Neverwinter Nights 2 didn't have much coming out, but look at the stuff that came out.
Well, what came out was generally really good.
Yeah.
It's all about the quality. Mm-hmm.
So then to go on to the next category is the Debut Author Award. Now, the Debut Author Award, actually, I should have said a little about the nature of these awards. The Veteran Author Award is for awards for authors who have built something in a previous year. And it can be custom content, but generally it's usually an award for module builders. The Debut Author Award is for a module builder who is basically a debut author. This is the first time that they've built anything for Neverwinter Nights 2. And the finalists for debut author this year are Amstrad Hero, who was author of Fate of the City, Azen, who was the author of Asphyxia, and Indira Lightfoot, who was the author of Trial and Terror. And the winner of the Debut Author Award is Azen, who was the author of Asphyxia.
Congratulations, Azen.
Congratulations.
Asphyxia had a lot of epic moments of excitement. It really did. When I first started rolling out the module, when I first started playing, I was actually a little... I was very impressed by how he started the module out. You know, rather than just like standing in the middle of a piece of land or in a building or coming out of an inn or something like that, it truly had this grand entrance that started rolling the story out. It was really cool. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but...
Yeah, but it's for a debut author, too, that whole category, I mean...
That's much talent, like
obviously they've been writing and building modules for years, it seemed like.
Well, he definitely has a dark side. The module has a dark tone to it, obviously, and it had a lot of very innovative techniques of how to deal with your situations and escapes and battles and everything else. It had thought. There was a lot of thought provoking moments. You're right, Tony. This is hard not to give spoilers away.
I know what you mean, yeah.
It's like I want to highlight certain specific things, but if I do...
That's one of the parts that was fun to play about it.
Yeah.
So we'll just throw out a bunch... So we'll just throw out a bunch of teasers and suggest that people definitely should pick up all of these and give them a try.
Yeah,
I will say that Asphyxia has one of the best openings. It pulls you right in. I mean, it's an immediate pull in.
You
automatically want to, right? Exactly. You automatically want to find out what's going on next.
And affect.
Okay, so okay.
No, I said, and you want to affect it. I mean, that's part of why it's a grabber.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So the last of our categories is the Community Contribution Award. And the finalists for the 2008 Community Contribution Award for Neverwinter Nights 2 are SGK73, who was being nominated this year for his fairly extensive work on creating prefabs for Neverwinter Nights 2. The Halloween mod, which probably needs no introduction to most folks. And certainly something that requires no introduction to anyone listening right now, the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
No way!
Yes, way.
Did you actually have anybody who wasn't conflicted out
conflict
of voting
of
on that?
it was really tough because we actually have a lot of folks who have been involved with it.
Well, you know, we had 22 module authors in the Halloween module.
Mm.
And Taibe and Tony both managed to pull some of us. So I had Me and Dave both had double conflict of interest and Skunk. Oh, wait, no, Skunk didn't help. Never mind. He did with a Halloween module, but...
Yeah, I'm not on AME.
Right.
But, yeah, no, that's true. The Community Contribution Award actually was rather difficult this year, partly because of exactly what you just said, that there were quite a number of folks that basically had to sit on the sidelines and not say anything because they were in one way or another involved with the nominees. So the rest of us, unfortunately, there were enough of the rest of us to be able to handle the categories and definitely vote for to vote on it and come up with a winner. And the winner of the Community Contribution Award is the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Woo!
Yay!
I think Tony took a kickback. No.
Nope. But congratulations to all of you guys. It's a very well deserved award.
Thanks.
Well, this is exciting. Yeah. Too bad Trey isn't around here to, you know. He's probably going to be jumping up and down in his seat.
I bet he was too nervous.
He's going to be tickled pink that he didn't get beat out by a Halloween module.
And there are a few things I could say about how difficult the choice here was. I mean, all three of the candidates were very good, but I don't need to tell you guys. Well, I certainly don't need to tell your audience about the great work that the Neverwinter Nights podcast has done. Ever since you guys have started doing your shows, promotion that it's given to the community, the opportunity for module authors and players and people involved in the community to get recognition and attention for their work, and just to give a lot of us some really interesting information about what's been going on in the community. The podcast really deserved the award this year, I feel.
Cool. Cool to say that. That's
well,
awesome.
I guess I quit the team a little early.
Well, this is for 2008.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks.
That's awesome.
I did come on tonight to help. So I told everybody I hadn't left the community, so obviously I haven't. I'm here. I'm still here to help when needed.
So anyway, that concludes the reading of the winners. And thank you for having me on, and thanks for the opportunity to share some of the stuff with your audience tonight.
And thank you, Tony, for spending so much of your free time to organize this every single year.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's a service to the community, too. I don't know if there can be an award for the people that give out the awards.
Unfortunately not, but I very much appreciate the sentiment. Thank you.
If it's very difficult for the Academy to do what they do, and it's an impressive body of work and something that you all should be very proud of.
I think she just said you had an impressive body, Tony.
Thank yes. you on thank you for both aspects of the double entendre, you know.
I'm sorry, Skunk is being quiet, and I feel this need to make up for the obnoxiousness.
I don't know. I think you got to work some, Michelle.
I said make up for some of it. I could not even compare.
But still, it's always nice to have somebody say you have a nice body. So,
yeah, see, yeah. He's been working out this summer too. So,
well, that's right. That's right. Of course, I don't know. I'm not sure how excited you should be when a dragon says you have a nice body.
That's true. That could mean
lunch.
Something else. Yes.
Yes. You know, it's right. Like you have a nice body with ketchup. Or, you know, mustard.
I bobbed.
Well, I've got a ways to go before getting any of that back. Actually, a little known fact about me from way back in the before time, I worked my way through college, my first college stint anyway, by teaching bodybuilding.
Cool.
Wow. Oh,
cool.
What made you quit doing it?
I got a more better paying job.
Oh, well, see, that'll do it every time.
Joe Weider was kicking him out.
I didn't get that, but I'll laugh anyway.
That's just an old bodybuilder guy that used to.
Oh, see, I don't know anything about bodybuilding.
Well, he wasn't a. He was actually a.
He was. He published. Helped publish the some of the magazines years ago, and organized. He was a bodybuilding promoter, really. I guess would be the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to focus on toning. More limber and more strength. I don't want to bodybuild. I looked at all my options, and I really think I'm more comfortable with the whole just toning and strength and more limber. So that's what I want to achieve.
I thought you were saying you wanted more Tony.
Dave, you were supposed to keep it a secret. Gosh.
Well, we know Dave.
More Tony,
we know
more Tony,
Dave.
More Tony.
We got Johnny probably still listening. Now I'm really screwed.
I'm not even going there.
Behave.
So I guess
you're gonna let yourself out the door, is that what you're doing?
Yes, bro.
Is that what you're doing? He's like, boy, I really need to go, guys.
Boy, no, Tony, this isn't at all like last year's, is it?
No, I'm actually not in a hurry. I was just
I know.
Changing the subject. The
we have no segue, so yeah.
Yeah.
You were offering up a segue.
Yay.
What a pro.
Isn't the segue the little thing with the little cart that the cops ride around on?
That's
in the
Mario.
Airport?
What? The cops are riding around on Mario now.
No, she's talking about the Segway scooter.
Right.
I know what she's talking about, but Michelle was talking about.
I have no idea what she's talking about, so I made up my own.
The two-wheel, really cool, you lean it forward and it goes thing.
Mm-hmm. I always thought those were really cool.
Yeah. They actually give, now they have a tour at the Wild Animal Park that you can get on one of those, and they take you around the animals. With the...
Is it like,
well,
a little...
Well, now that sounds a little scary.
Well, it's on the old tram trail, so it's on the proper side of the fence.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Here, run around out here with absolutely nothing between you and the big teeth.
I have a riding lawnmower, but I think only Trey would get excited about that.
I don't know. Skunk could get excited about anything.
Skunk will eat it. He'll eat anything.
I mean, Skunk, are you still with us?
Yo-ho.
There he is.
Ah.
That's about it. Are you okay?
Skunk, are you sober?
Yes, I'm sober.
But well, wondering why.
Wondering why.
Is this the problem?
Yeah, it's because I am sober. That's the problem. All out of rum. Somebody drank all the rum.
It wouldn't have been you, would it?
Maybe.
No, I'm sure it was those dastardly pirates who stole the pirate episode.
I confess, I drank almost an entire Fruit 2-0 during the show.
So is that a good point for us to say, and we're back?
And we're back! That was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, since we never left, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I think that all of the people who
I'm out of my
nominated...
podcast groove. I'm so just off the wall right now.
Well, I think that not only do the winners of the Golden Dragon Awards deserve our greatest praise, but also all of the finalists, because there were some very fine people there doing stuff that most of the rest of us don't bother doing, except for Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, totally. That was awesome. I mean, without them, there's nothing but the original stuff. And
it just blows me away when Johnny gets out his Crayola of crayons and comes up with stuff like this.
It doesn't scare you at all, huh?
No, not at all. Oh, he is doing one model right now. It's not for Neverwinter Nights, but he's doing one model that I actually, when I look at the model, it creeps me out. And that's just really impressive, because I don't creep out easily.
Mm.
It's that nasty.
I'm not going to go there either.
He goes, yeah, I'm doing job stuff. The paying jobs.
So I think we all have those kinds of jobs that pay for our hobby that we spend endless hours on, especially those who, you know, do things like the podcast and make modules and do great creatures and run persistent worlds and game master and stuff. I don't know. I have, you know, more to do in my day than any human being should have to do. And I know everybody else here around the podcast is the same way.
No, I'm lazy.
Boy, do I know that feeling.
Yeah, I was going to say, the same thing holds for the AME. Yeah.
One of these days I'll get to a point where I can fit all the things that I still have to do on one page. but I'm not there yet.
No, okay, my list keeps growing.
Honestly, I'll give you a rundown of my day. I woke up.
I went downtown to look for a job.
No.
Then hung out in front of the drugstore.
No, she went out for an hour and a half walk with the dog in the field, wildflower
what
field.
What the heck? My phone is ringing. No, seriously, today I took the dog for a walk. I did yoga. I cooked dinner.
Who's yoga?
Hey, that little green here, dude. Oh, wait, no, that's Yoda. Never mind. I did my yoga. Oh, God.
Yoda, you cooked, did you?
He was...
Cook you did. Cook Yoda, you did.
Did he use the Jedi mind trick on you, or did you use it on him?
I cooked it.
Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Stick. I hit it with a stick. It didn't move, so I cooked it.
Guys, it's been great being on again, and thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it was a pleasure having you once again, Tony.
Yeah, I hope your throat's okay. I mean, that was a lot of announcing for you all in one chunk.
I'll manage.
Okay.
Well, just go kill Ty Bay for not showing up, okay?
Well, you know he had a hardware meltdown.
Two. Him and his wife's laptops both went down.
Oh,
well,
both?
Now that's just bad karma.
Yeah, so he's not a happy camper.
That's okay. They're going to have a baby soon anyway. They won't have time.
I could have added him.
So tune in next week when Skunk gets defumed.
And until then, get in game and level up.
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those cakes and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.
Noise seems to travel through these wood floors. Who's editing this crap? Who's editing this crap? Noise seems to travel through these wood floors. Noise.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Good night, Kat.
Night, y'all.
Night, guys.
Good night, everybody.